This week, conservatives all across the country staged so-called tea parties to protest federal spending and higher taxes. The demonstrations come at a moment when the Republican Party is considering redefining itself. To talk about the future of the GOP, we're joined now by Raihan Salam, who is a fellow at the New America Foundation and the co-author of Grand New Party, and by Michelle Laxalt, who is a political consultant who's worked for several Republican senators and for the Reagan administration. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's great being here.
It's great to be here.
Do you see some sort of Republican leadership emerging at this point that could perhaps change where the Republican Party is headed? Is there anybody out there?
I think that there are absolutely strong candidates who are trying to do forward-looking stuff. For example, John Huntsman in Utah, the governor of a very conservative state. He's tried to move in a more centrist direction, which is odd considering that there's no need for him to do it, given that the state is very rock-ribbed Republican. But I think that he has national ambitions, and he's eager to move in the direction that the British conservatives have moved in.
Toward the middle is the way to go?
Well, I think that that's one strategy, and I also think there are others. Mark Sanford is an interesting guy who is, in a lot of ways, very unpopular with a lot of Republicans in his home state.
He's the governor of South Carolina.
And yet, he's someone who is taking small government rhetoric further than a lot of Republicans would like to go, frankly, but it gives him an integrity that makes him a very powerful voice within the party.
Michelle Laxalt, let me ask you, the base as interpreted by Karl Rove and by President Bush, the most recent President Bush, includes a strong element of conservative Christians. Is this an alliance that can sustain the Republican Party, or does a separation occur?
This, I think, is the central debate that is taking place within the innards of the Republican Party. I am more of the Reagan, Goldwater, libertarian Republican. I don't want to tell you, if I'm in control of government, how to manage your personal life. I'm not your moral compass. Yes, I believe in family values, but I think that is the crux of the difficulty within the party, and they're going to have to make a determination as to whether or not they're going to permit the Christian right to control the party by swarming those conventions and those early contests, or whether the average Republican traditionalist quits sitting on their rear ends and shows up again at the grassroots level at the conventions. And I think that Karl Rove is dead wrong, and I think that I couldn't disagree with him more.
There's a fairly flat-footed statement. What do you think,
Ryan? I guess I think of conservative Christians as a very powerful and positive force in the Republican Party, because I think that they are actually very open to all kinds of domestic reformism. I think that you saw in the Huckabee campaign this real effort to find a new, more robust, more interesting, more creative set of solutions to the problems facing lower middle class and working class voters, many of whom have gravitated toward the Republican Party because they feel that the Republican Party takes the kind of social anxieties that these folks face. And I think that that's one thing that people often misunderstand about social conservatism. It is actually closely tied to the kind of economic concerns that have transformed American life over the last 20, 30 years. And I think that a more robust republicanism would create policies that actually address the social anxieties. And that's what we haven't actually seen.
Raihan Salam, what do you think the Republican Party should do to stop shrinking? People are either identifying as Democrats or independents, but seem to be reluctant to identify these days as Republicans.
The Republican Party needs to let 1,000 flowers bloom. There is an effort on the part of a lot of very vocal voices within the party, very influential voices, to say that Republicans who suggest changing the strategy at the margin are somehow disloyal. The Republicans in name only. But I think that if you're going to grow the party, you need to grow it at the margins. You need to grow it with constituencies who haven't thought twice about voting for a Republican for a long time, because those younger voters, Barack Obama won constituency of, you know, voters under the age of 30 by a much bigger margin than Ronald Reagan did in 1984. And if those voters keep voting that way, then the Republicans will be shut out.
I agree with much of what you say, but I think that this issue of Republicans and why we are shrinking isn't just a reflection of young people. I think women are not relating to this party. The fact is that we have a small group of old white Republican men who are used to having people follow their orders.
Would you think then that the party might reach out to somebody like Sarah Palin?
I think Sarah Palin is, in many respects, the embodiment of what turned many women away in November. I think many people thought that she set the female cause back to the degree to which she was an embarrassment because she didn't do her homework. She may have an incredibly fine mind, but she didn't have answers to such rudimentary questions.
So
and the winking and the beauty pageant stuff, I think it was a huge turnoff.
Well, let me just ask you sort of as a in conclusion, does the Republican Party have much of a chance, do you think, of electoral success in the immediate future?
I think a lot can change in a very short period of time. I think that if you look at Virginia and New Jersey, there are strong Republican candidates, and I think that gives an opportunity, again, to cultivate new models of Republicanism and what it might mean. In 2010, there is an outside chance that Republicans might have a decent shot at taking over the state of New York. That would be remarkable. So I think that that's what I'm optimistic about. But again, it suggests that you have a decentralized strategy and you try a lot of different things that are tailored to the circumstances that different states and regions face.
I agree with that entirely. There will be many, many curveballs which will be tossed. And let's not shortchange the notion that the American voters will be able to judge, with the Democrats having had complete control of the Congress for 2 years. They can't lay it off on anyone else. The results will be measurable, and the voters will respond accordingly.
Michelle Laxalt and Raihan Salam, thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
You're listening to NPR News.